Funny, isn't it?
You
don't hear anything from me for weeks and weeks and weeks, and then four boos come along at once. Well, that's four boos, assuming that I actually get round to uploading all of them. I'm just trying to find with my feet, and yes, I found it. A box, which has arrived. And I thought I would do an unboxing. I haven't done an unboxing for a while. Now, hello, Vance. Got one happy dog here who's just had a treat. And he's sort of bouncy. And he doesn't know his own strength or the sharpness of his own claws when he's bouncy. That's all I'm saying. Hello, Vance. Are you coming to watch this as well? What do you think? Are you going to have a sniff of this? What do you think? So, I think I know what's in here, assuming this is what I'm expecting. I'm afraid this won't be quite such an exciting box unboxing as my Dyson vacuum cleaner, which was quite an interesting one. I'm just now feeling around this parcel trying to find how I get into it. And that may be an excitement. I'm going to go and find myself a sharp knife. So talk amongst yourselves for a moment. Cal, wherever I go, Vance, you're there.
Which knife are we using?
I think we'll use the bread knife. What do you think, Vance? It's a big knife to use on a box, but it seems appropriate to be using something from the kitchen. Now there's a clue. One side done. Two sides done. Now we need to find where the join is. See, now, it doesn't feel as though that's a join, but maybe it is a join. It's got to be a join. A well disguised join, right? Okay, we're going to put the knife away before we do ourselves any damage with it. Although, to be honest, it's probably won't do any more damage than Vance's claws. Where is Mr. V? A bit of cardboard, some more cardboard, smells like cardboard, that's good. We have a piece of paper, which is presumably a packing slip. We have super bubble wrap. Wow, bubble wrap with huge bubbles, gigantic bubbles. Shame I've put the knife away, I could do with it at this point. Right, let's pick this up. This is quite heavy actually. So I have here a... You can hear the bubble wrap. Let me get a little closer and you can hear it properly. I don't know how poppable these bubbles are. Let's see if I can find a poppable bug. A poppable bug. Yeah. No, that one's not poppable. No, really. I don't want to pop these bubbles. Come on, bubble wrap. What's the point in bubble wrap if it won't pop? It just sort of... The air finds somewhere else to go. I don't know how it does it. Right, okay. Let's give up on popping the bubble wrap. Just try and get into the parcel. Right. Didn't need a knife. Need teeth to get through the cellophane. Right, it has opened up in one direction, but then... It's a good sound for the recording, but it's horrible. Right, okay. And then... I'm going to have to bite through more cellophane there. Hang on a second. There we go. And inside we have another box. Right, okay. How do I get into this box? Which way's up, even? I think this is up, actually. So that goes that way, that goes that way. Okay, so there's a little tab that needs to be pulled out in some direction. There we go, out with that. Open the box. More cardboard. I don't know what I'm going to do with all this cardboard. Do this. Like that, okay. Very cleverly done. Okay, so we have one object here, which is well wrapped up. And then it should have another object. Not obstacle, object. Here, and it's underneath some more cardboard. It's very nicely wrapped, I have to say. And here we go, yes, and it is what I was thinking it would be, and it is super heavy, as it ought to be. There we go. This is my... Actually, no, let's unwrap the other bit before I tell you. More bubble wrappy sounds. There we go. Have a guess. It is a... pestle and mortar. I can't speak this evening. For grinding up spices. I had been thinking for a long time of getting an electric spice grinder. But on reading about things, most reasonably good sources said that actually if you're only doing a small amount of spices, it's overkill, and you're far better off doing it the original old-fashioned method. So what I have here is a granite pestle and mortar. I think both bits are granite. I think sometimes I'm trying not to appear ignorant here. Which bit's the pestle? Which bit's the mortar? I think the mortar must be the bowl. Anyway, the bit that you wave round inside it, I think, can sometimes be wood, but this one is most definitely of a stone persuasion. I'm going to try it out in a minute. I'm going to grind up. Was to see what whole spices I've got. I think I've mainly got ground at the moment, so I'm going to find. I think I must have some mustard seed, and I think I have some cumin powder. Whole cumin. And I think I will have a go at grinding that up in just a moment. But yeah, pleased with this. This is. I mean, you can't go far wrong, can you? Really, with basically a lump of stone, but. Is really, really heavy. So there we go. Unboxing a manual spice grinder, he says, so he doesn't have to say the actual name again. Is it a silent T or not? I don't think it is. But it sounds wrong saying pestle and mortar. Pestle and mortar? Pestle. Oh, I feel such an idiot. Right, okay. Somebody will tell me anyway. Right, I'm back, and so is my new device. And I'm going to put the phone... Where am I going to put the phone? I'm going to put the phone somewhere down here so that you can hear it properly. There we go, just put it there. I only have two kinds of whole spice right at this moment, because previously I didn't really have a way of grinding them. I have here... the one that doesn't actually smell much, which is mustard seed, I believe. So I'm going to put some of this in here. This is this here so you can hear it. Fairly little amount. And what I have here is cumin. I'm going to put some cumin in here. Then I'm going to think of something that I can cook with it once I've done this bit.
love cumin, especially freshly ground cumin. So, right, there we go. That's in there. It's in the bottom, as you'd expect. And basically, I think you have to do a circular motion. You don't pound it. So here we go. Amazing. Wow. It takes a fair bit of grinding, I have to say. Smells extraordinary. Wow, that is absolutely gorgeous smell. Whew. I don't know if I should grind it anymore. I don't know really how well ground it's meant to be. But for the sake of the sound effect, I'll keep going. Oh, and my phone's ringing. This is a very rare occurrence. I think I might know who it is, actually. So there we go. That's my unboxing and grinding. Bye for now.